On the Record on News Talk.
Brought to you by PwC. Great minds think unalike. Different skill sets, diverse opinions, it all adds up to the new equation.
There was such attention paid to the COVID restrictions that were announced after Cabinet on Tuesday that there were perhaps wasn't as much attention paid to one of the other major items on the government's agenda last week, which was the announcement of the redress scheme for those who had been in mother and baby homes. We're joined on the line by Sinn Féin's children's spokesperson, Kathleen Function. Kathleen, you have some concerns what was announced by the Minister this week.
Hi, Gavin. Yeah, thanks very much for covering this. I would agree. I think it definitely needs to be highlighted. I would have really serious concerns about what was announced this week. So the redress scheme that was announced on Tuesday will actually exclude quite a large number of people. So as some people will remember, in January of this year, finally, the Commission of Investigation into the Mother and Baby Home Institutions published its report. And, you know, when that was first sort of up and running, I think it was 2015 when it first got going, a lot of concern was expressed about the fact that it did not cover all of the mother and baby institutions and all of the county homes. So what's after happening is anybody then that wasn't included in that will now be excluded from the redress. And I suppose I would have been of the opinion all along, and I know an awful lot of people would have been, including survivors, that even if all of the homes hadn't been included in that report, which was wrong to begin with, but that everybody would be included in the redress. And now it's very evident that that is actually not going to happen. So there is a whole bunch of people basically who are going to be left out of this. And it actually, it amounts to 41% of survivors and children who are now obviously adults who are born into the institutions will actually be covered. So that's actually less than half will be covered by the redress.
So more than half of people who spent some time in mother and baby homes won't be eligible to any redress at all.
Exactly. So that would be the first mistake. Those that are included, if you were born into a mother and baby institution, you have to have spent 6 months there to be included in the redress. So if you were a baby that spent 5 months and 2 weeks, you're totally excluded. If you spent 3 months, if you spent 2 months, if you spent 1 month. Mm. And I suppose what has really angered and disappointed survivors and their families and their representative groups is it sort of like saying to people, well, your pain and your suffering was worse, or your pain and your suffering, you know, doesn't matter because you were only 5 months there, you weren't 6 months. Like, you know, how can you actually say that? How can you turn around and say that to people?
Even if that might be the import or the implication of what's being done, is that not also what happens when you have a sliding scale of payouts where some people are entitled to higher redress than others, which is always going to be the case, that no one is ever going to have a flat rate, and people will say that it is just that there should be a sliding scale where some people get more than others because they've spent longer in there than others?
Yeah, I think when you're looking at a redress scheme, you're obviously looking at a situation. It's coming from an appalling and really disgusting situation that happened in the first place. So you're never going to, I don't think anyone can ever say, you know, what's the price for having had your baby taken away from you and you don't know what happened to that baby. And maybe 40, 50, 60 years later, you still don't know what happened, and vice versa for those trying to find mothers. So we're not in, you know, when you're talking about redress in that situation, you're not in a good situation anyway. However, you definitely don't exclude people from that. You definitely don't say, well, sorry, your home was included in the report. You know, so you're going to be covered. However, your home wasn't, so you actually don't count. And you certainly don't say to people, based on the amount of time that you were in there, that you're going to be totally excluded. And the other thing in relation to this is, obviously, it is difficult. And, you know, one of the key things would have been consultation with survivors. And one of the good things that the department actually did was they had a consultation process, started around February of this year and ran, I think, into early summer. And it was carried out by Oak Consultancy. And they came back with a report that basically showed that the vast majority of people, survivors and their families I'm talking about, wanted the redress to be based on, you know, kind of the horror of family separation. So they actually did a consultation process where that again was difficult for people going in, telling their stories again, re-traumatizing themselves. And now they've taken that report and they've just totally ignored it. So that also is what's extremely frustrating. I understand it's going to be difficult, and it's difficult to know exactly where you start with something like this, but they actually for once did do a consultation process that people engaged in, and now they're ignoring that. So they really need to take that on board as a starting point, and they also need to decide, we're not going to exclude anybody.
Okay.
So you're definitely getting off on the wrong foot if you're starting by excluding people.
You are bringing a motion to the Dáil floor on Tuesday evening to try and address some of these things. Now, my understanding was that this scheme isn't going to be open or isn't going to be operative until it's legislated for, and that's going to require the Dáil and Shannon to do the usual business of legislating. So is a motion that's going to be brought by Sinn Féin this week not, even if it's well-intended, is it not ultimately going to have no concrete impact?
No, I wouldn't think that that's the case. I mean, you kind of started off this segment yourself by saying that maybe this whole topic didn't get the attention or maybe the highlight due to COVID that it deserved this week. And I think it's really important that we do keep shining a light on this and keep, you know, bringing up the situation, because what we would be hoping, and it's important to say as well, in fairness, that this motion has been supported by a number of other parties in opposition and independents as well, which is very welcome. We would be hoping that as a result of this, that there will be changes made before it even goes to a legislative process. There obviously is the whole situation of what they call pre-legislative scrutiny that's done through committees and then into the Dáil. And obviously, you know, if it isn't changed, we'll be fighting very hard for amendments at that stage. But I would hope that we might be able to get changes to it before it even gets to that stage. And I think that that would be really good and really welcome for survivors and for anybody who was sent to an institution or anybody who was born into an institution, that they see that they're actually being taken seriously. Because, you know, I nearly don't know how often I've said this now, but so many times, and others have said it too, so many times that people have been re-traumatized. You know, that people were really unhappy with the Commission of Investigation report and its findings and the sort of attitude that I suppose it held. And now, you know, people are asked to go to a consultation. That was difficult. They went through that, in fairness. They're constantly fighting, and people are so worn out from that. And, you know, I really think that this is an opportunity for them to change the scheme. Like, I mean, at least start by saying everybody will be included. We're not going to have anybody that was sent to one of these institutions or born into an institution excluded. And then there, I want to just make this point as well about
briefly, please, Catherine, if you can.
Yeah, there's a medical card as well. It's called an enhanced medical card. And that's only going to be for women who were 6 months or longer in the home. And the very last point, Gavin, is the religious institutions and the pharmaceutical companies that were involved in this need to be held to account as well. And they need to start paying up.
We'll see what the government has to say about all those points when you make them in the Dáil on Tuesday evening. Catherine Function, Children's Spokesperson for Sinn Féin, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.